You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. Check us out at denverjamgrass.com. On today's episode, Armchair Boogie. Enjoy.
We're very excited to be here. Can you believe it? A live concert.
From Wausau, Wisconsin. I went to school in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, where I first met our banjo player and singer, Augie Doherty. We played in an alternative country folk rock band by the name High Maddox within our years in college. And then when that band broke up, Augie had been playing in a duo, bluegrass duo with Ben, and was looking for a rhythm section. So he recruited me. Augie Doherty, for everyone that doesn't know, loves Subarus, trees, and Scruggs style banjo.
Here, yeah, so I'm Ben Majeska. I play guitar and Armchair Boogie and sing as well. And I'm from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, but I live in Madison now, where the band is based out of. And yeah, man, I got turned into bluegrass. I actually wasn't getting too high of grades in middle school, and my mom taught there and knew a teacher I looked up to and told him to give me some incentive to get better grades. So he's like, hey, if you get good grades, I'll take you to a show. And it, Jeff Austin was one of the first performances I saw.
I'm moving out of the city. I'm headed to the country. The city. I'm headed to the country. Lord, I ain't buying a Bible. Sitting around with my rifle. I'm sick of all the hustle. I don't want any trouble. I'm moving out of the city. I'm headed to the Denver. Lord, I ain't buying a Bible. Sitting around with my rifle. I'm sick of all the hustle. I don't want any trouble. I'm living out of the city.
All right, I'm Denzo. I'm from Richland Center, Wisconsin, and I live there still. I got into bluegrass because of Armchair Boogie. Honestly, they pretty much taught me everything I know about bluegrass, so I got to thank them for that. I like dogs. I have a dog. She's playing. You might hear in the background. If you don't, that's okay. But she's there playing.
My name is Augie Doherty. I grew up in southwestern rural Wisconsin, milking cows. That's what I did mostly. I got into bluegrass specifically. Actually, all my buddies in high school were playing guitar, and I would always pick up the guitar after I watched them play, and I would mimic what they did, and I was able to usually do it better than them, and they would all get pissed at me. So then they were like, dude, get your own instrument. So I was like, fine, I'll get a banjo because I always enjoyed bluegrass.
There's a pile of rocks. At the corner of the field, I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's a light shining down from the heavens. Yeah, there shines so bright and so loud that I must have hit my dang old head on the ground. That way it was, I turned out like that. Last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. I wouldn't do that to myself. Why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know that might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends can be feeling down. It's my proud throat and love their way. Sadness, sell me the Holy Ghost. Yeah, sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. And find me over for dinner and find my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, and far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know it might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends. Creeping up real sneak. The right group of dudes in the right kind of mood. You can hop on that tiger thing. You can run away. You can hide in fear. Or you can saddle up, head out state. Play one hell of a goddamn show. All my friends told me to do it. I know that might seem like a bad influence. They're how I get through it. All my friends, we keep feeling down. I'm proud of throws that love their way.
Thing that's not like funk about it is that like there's like a banjo in there, but it's funky banjo. Like we have like funk songs, we have slower songs, and we have kind of country songs, you know. So bluegrass is kind of like the common way we've been able to, you know, connect though, and like, and kind of find our community in the festivals we play at, how we're based on, you know.
We're gonna let this guy get real nice and funky for you once again, Eli Frieders. Give it up for the men of the rhythm here. Come on. It's Funky Friday. You're here. All right, big social distance hug. Everyone bring it in. Here we go.
Yeah, thank you, man. That was for the Driftless Music Gardens tailgate concert series, and we actually kicked it off. So it was kind of interesting, a lot of unknowns, being that, you know, there hadn't been a handful of shows before us. But it's really sweet. They spaced even the stage platforms out 6 feet. So we all had our individual, you know, platform, and it was held in the rolling hills of southwestern Wisconsin, which is just absolutely beautiful territory. And it's in this kind of little valley where we're up on one end and the cars kind of spread out amongst the other end. And I think we sold it out with about 100 cars there.
I don't know of anything else right now in the country that is as prolific as a concert series with social distancing. Like, I haven't heard of anything going on. And I was just told this weekend by the guy who runs it that they've had a few big names ask to come and play a show.
Scared of the dark. Oh, how I could listen to those coyotes howl as the pee would stream down my boots. A crackling fire and a strong desire to leave myself hanging from a noose. Well, I knew I'd never be a sailor, never stand for too long with those waves crashing against the hull. Well, I try and come along.
seas. Think about my darling wife. I could beg the captain to reach dry land, a request destined to die. Stuff, but no one would ever sing my song. See, you see, it's hard out here for a sensitive guy who dreams of a drifter's life, who could roam the prairies and the mountainsides and feel that he belongs. I knew I'd never cowboy, for I'd always miss my mark. I'm no good with a pistol, and I'm real scared of the dark. I've never been on a train.
In a lot of cool places in Colorado and been to a lot of places, but in Cervantes, they have this dog named Little, and it's this little like French bulldog, I think, with two back legs that don't work, and it's got this little like wheelchair thing, and it runs up to you. That honestly, for some reason, has like been one of my number one experiences in all of Colorado. Just that little dog running all the way through the Cervantes like floor just to say hi to you.
Too, at Cervantes, we always end up meeting some more experienced musician, such as Corey Wong that one time and Del McCurry that other time. I feel like that's one of those places where it's just like, I don't know, it makes music magic.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to kind of add to the Colorado thing, because we've just had so many good times there. I think it's our most toured state other than, you know, outside of the Midwest. We went on our first tour ever there, and like, It was wild. It's like you can play these venues and also like check out national parks, you know. Tons of Wisconsin people out there too. And I'm cool with just the Colorado people, but it's kind of a nice piece of home.
Well, Dooley was a good old boy living below the hill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One man was the boiler, the other was the spout. Mama corked the bottles and old Dooley fetched them out. Said Dooley, step on the holler. Dooley, try to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swallow and pay back some debt. through the woods. Dooley got behind him all, he never lost the goods. You see, Dooley was a traitor, and in the time he'd go, sugar by the bushel and molasses by the ton. Dooley's up with a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swallow, pay back someday.
Fans and bands since 2014. This show with Armchair Boogie was recorded at the Driftless Music Gardens in Hillsboro, Wisconsin. We were really looking forward to seeing Armchair Boogie at Boogie at the Broadmoor, the Leftover Salmon Festival, which was canceled this year due to the pandemic. But hopefully they'll be back in Colorado soon. Thanks for listening to Denver Jamgrass. And we'll see you.